Graham and Barry, who's going to come out and do the sound effects? Graham Garden, which leaves Barry Cryer to tell the story. And Barry, the ingredients of your story are a dwarf and a magical music box.
Once upon a time, there was a dwarf who had a magical musical box. He was also not so much a dwarf as an elf, and ran a nice sideline as he was a member of the National Elf Service. When he was disconsolate and down, he used to open his magic musical box and play, and the sound echoed through the woods, something like this. What a clever dwarf I am, he thought, having a telephone in my musical box as well, for emergencies. And seeing the telephone there, he decided to pick it up and dial his friend, Norman the Gnome. He dialed, and suddenly there was a cross line, and the operator came on the line and said... She had been disconnected, so... He decided to go round and see if Norman was all right. Norman lived in a toadstool, and he made... You could often hear him in his workshop in the morning, because you would hear, coming through the windows, this sound. Norman was a gay fellow. And wouldn't concentrate on his work. But when he was working on his magic boots, all the customers would come in and say, "Hey there, Norman, have you some seven-league boots for us?" And he would say... Which was...
No. Nearly dropped off in the middle of it. Now then. Tim's come out to do the sound effects now. Bill Oddie's going to tell the story. The ingredients of your story are a fairy godmother and a whistling elephant.
Now, the story is about a little elephant who lived in the jungle. And the elephant's most remarkable achievement was that not only could he make the elephant noises that most little elephants could make, he could also make other noises. Chiefly amongst these noises was his ability to make a noise like... Like a hippo. He didn't do this terribly well, actually. In fact, most of the noises that he tried to make like a hippo used to come out in a completely different way. In fact, they came out very often like this.
Good evening. Here's the news.
This was because he had, in fact, swallowed a transistor radio set. Every time the elephant swallowed, instead of making a gulping noise, he would make a noise rather like this. Which isn't surprising. If you'd swallowed a transistor radio, you'd make a similar noise, I can tell you. Anyway, the elephant was very sad about this because the thing he wanted to do above all was to whistle. And so he decided... I shall have to get somebody to teach me to whistle. And so the little elephant sat in his shed. Elephant shed, that's a technical term we storytellers use. Thought, I shall try and contact my fairy godmother. And to do this, of course, you have to make a special process to contact your fairy godmother. You put your little elephant paws up in the air, you flap your ears, and you make this noise. He was a well-trained elephant, of course. Anyway, said he, hoping for a buzz from the left and not getting it. Anyway, look, she's fallen asleep. Oh, well, I'm going to finish the rest of the story tomorrow, and I'm going to creep out very, very quietly. So just before I go, I'll say a very, very quiet... Beep, 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 beep.
I'd like to tell you the score now, but I haven't really given any marks. There hasn't been anything worth marking yet. We have a round now called Pick Up Song, and in this round a member of one team starts singing a song and then stops on a word in the lyric. A member of the opposing team must then take up that word but sing a different song containing that word. We'll start now with Tim Brooke Taylor on a lovely song, please.
You call everybody darling, and everybody calls you darling too. But as the years go by, you sit and wonder why. Why?
Why does everybody call me Big Head? Why do they take the Mickey?
Mickey, 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 keep right on to the end of the
song.
Keep right on to the end. If the...
The?
The.
The.
The days of wine and...
How beautiful you are, they'll never be.
No prompting bell, please.
A name I call myself far a long, long way.
Way down upon the Swanee River. Yeah, feel free, join us. Far, far away. That's
where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing.
Passing.
In strange and passing. In the night now passing. Passing. Passing and massing. Everybody gonna sing tonight. Oh, children round about the fire. They're gonna sing tonight.
Oh, massing and passing.
Everybody gonna sing.
Oh, children round about the fire. They're gonna sing.
Oh, massing.
I think that counts as an irrevocable breakdown. So we'll start another one now with Barry Cryer.
Those of England.
England of hope and glory. Mother of the free. I can only do that with a sore throat.
Free.
Free.
Free blind mice.
Mice. Better than
mice.
Free.
Mice work if you can. Mice work if you can get tit. If you can get
tit.
He didn't know.
Tit.
Let's not talk shop at a time like that. Get out of here with your.
You're driving me crazy. Oh, what'll I do?
Two lovely black eyes. Oh, what a surprise. We'll give you a nice easy one these times. Surprise, surprise, size. Rise up and follow me.
Have a banana.
Banana.
Banana muscuri is a favourite. No, that's the other round. Banana, is it?
Mm. Yeah, on the sea.
We have no bananas.
Banana boat. Boat. Boat.
Boat. Boat arms in and you shake them all about.
Right, and that leaves the score unchanged. And this round, the members of one team stand accused of a foul and heinous crime. The other team cross-examine in the role of prosecuting counsel. And I shall be the judge. And the audience here will be the jury. And we shall ask for their verdict at the end. Now, we'll start with Tim and Bill. And this is the situation. You have been discovered in a toy factory at midnight. Tim wearing a matching outfit in powder blue. Bill drilling a hole in a rubber duck. Talk your way out of that one. Right, over to you, prosecuting counsel, Graham and Barry.
Thank you, Milan, for that lovely weekend. Now, we presume... Now, we'll... Mr. Brooke Taylor.
Good evening.
Good evening, indeed. Would you explain why you were wearing powder blue and indeed the outfit on this occasion?
Good taste. The pink wouldn't have gone in that toy factory at all. It would have clashed with the rubber duck.
Absolutely.
Was this a male duck?
It was a male duck, yes.
Then will you explain to the members of my family, the jury, why you were drilling a hole in a male rubber duck at midnight?
Because I was locked inside the rubber duck and was trying to get out.
Do you seriously expect the jury to believe that?
No.
Day two.
Aston Villa won. Milan. I put it to you and to them. I put it to anybody I can get. Because there's not a lot about you, no. No. Mr. Oddie has glossed over the reason for his being inside the rubber duck. Dave!
I was inside the rubber duck because I was, in fact, being attacked by gollywogs, this being a toy factory. Do you need any further explanation?
No.
At this point, I propose to sum up by telling you that Mr. Oddie's defense is that he was locked inside a rubber duck, and Mr. Brooke Taylor's defense we haven't reached yet. So I'm going to put it to the jury now, guilty or not guilty. Guilty. The lady who said not guilty got in first. So, not guilty for them. And I'm going to go over now to Graham and Barry. You've been caught red-handed raiding a boutique. Graham dressed as a weights and measures inspector, and Barry carrying a sack of false teeth.
Milad, I'd like to appeal to the jury, but I haven't had time to wash my hair.
Milad! Gentlemen and ladies of the jury, not particularly in that order. Mr. Cryer.
Yes, Vera.
Not now, darling, not now.
I'd like to put it to you.
Mr. Brooke Taylor, I can't quite see where this line of questioning is taking.
You mind your own business?
Yes.
If we could have a little bit of order, please. I would like to question this phrase, caught red-handed.
Yes.
Handed, red-handed. Red is a color, hands are not normally red. Could you explain, please, why your hands were red on this occasion?
Rubber gloves.
Got an answer for everything, innit? Well.
Mr. Gordon.
Yes.
How long have you been a weights and measures man?
You hesitate.
Are you not sure how long you've been a weights and measures man? You're clearly not certain, are you?
He's leading the witness, Midland.
Yes or
have
no?
Have you in fact ever
He's
been a weights and measures
that's
man?
That's just worrying me.
Let me put it this way. Yes.
No further questions.
Well, I would like to pursue that.
What, that? You went to this boutique because you wanted something to get your teeth into. What was it?
Funnily enough, he said rashly. Funnily enough, Mr. Brooke Taylor, he's a QC, you know. Queer as a coot. You put your finger on it, Mr. Brooke Taylor, because there had been reports circulating that the boutique in question had been stocking edible padding. This is in direct contravention of the Weights and Measures Act.
I think you find...
Of 1960...
Excuse me, Millard, we have a surprise witness.
I mean, not...
Hello, dear.
And Mrs. Blenkinsop, I would like to ask you, is Mr. Garden a Weights and Measures man?
No, he's not, darling.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you, Millard.
Objection! That was Martin Bormann, Millard.
That witness was not nearly surprising enough.
At this point, I'm going to adjourn the court. I will do my summing up tomorrow, but in order to save time, we'll put it to the jury now. Quite right. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. All the best shows have a court scene, so does this one. Now, we come to... McDonald's Funny Farm. In this round, one team sings Old McDonald's Farm, accompanied by Dave Lee at the piano, and the other team makes suitable noises for what's on the farm, and vice versa. We'll start with you, Tim and Bill. Will you do the singing, and Graham and Barry, you make the noises, please.
Old McDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a bashful sheep, E-I-E-I-O.
With a bat, well, when I say bat, I mean
here,
bat, oops,
there,
bat,
here, a
bat,
there, a
bat, oh God,
everywhere,
a bat, not me.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some leaky bagpipes, E-I-E-I-O. With a
ass
here and a there, here a there a everywhere a with a
there
and a there, here a
there, no
there a
I've always been like this
everywhere a
oh God.
All MacDonald had her farm, E-I-E-I-O. All MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a camp commandant, E-I-E-I-O. With a...
To the Bay Alder Steers.
Yeah.
And a... Yes, you.
There.
No, but
here, a...
Like
there,
the
a... Everywhere, a...
No offence.
With a... Here and a... There, here, there, everywhere, with a
bear, I'm so worried.
Here and a
bear,
bear, here, there, everywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm.
Right, it's now the turn of Barry and Graham to do the singing, and Bill and Tim to make the noises.
Revenge.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a
cat with indigestion,
E-I-E-I-O. With a
meow.
Meow. There, here, a
meow.
There, a
educated owl.
E-I-E-I-O. With a
ooh.
Here a
ooh.
There, here a
ooh.
There a
ooh.
Everywhere a
ooh.
And a
meow, it hurts.
Here and a
meow.
There, here a
meow.
There a
meow.
Everywhere a
ooh.
Oh, MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had the London Symphony Orchestra tuning up, E-I-E-I-O. With a...
It's all right, lads, we're too good at musicians to need a tune-up.
There, hold it back.
There, here, a...
Oh, we better give it a try.
There,
no,
there.
No, it's against them new rules, no tune-up.
Everywhere, a... With a...
That'll do, fine.
And,
Ooh.
Here and there. Here. There. Everywhere. And
meow.
Here.
Meow.
There. Here. There. Everywhere. Oh, MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
It's a matter of some relief to me, if not to the cat, that we now go on to the last round, which is the round in which I ask the teams to make their announcements for the arrivals at the aeronautical ball.
Mr. and Mrs. Stick and their daughter Joy Stick.
Wish to be confused in any way.
No.
With Mr. and Mrs. Tick and their daughter Joyce Tick. Not to mention Mr. and Mrs. Pitherloop and their son Loop the Loop.
Will you
coming
welcome
in now,
Pooch?
Please?
I beg your pardon.
Not at all.
Mr. and Mrs. Kling are waiting to land, and their knighted son Sir Kling waiting.
Closely followed by Mr. and Mrs. Few Minutes We Shall Be Landing at Heathrow. And their daughter, Ina, Few Minutes We Shall Be Landing. And Mr. and Mrs. Manda and their son with a facial tick, Winker Manda.
Mr. and Mrs. Viscount and their reverend son, the Vicar's Viscount.
Will you be upstanding, please, to welcome His Majesty King Arthur, his Queen Guinevere, and his wizard Prang. Mr. and Mrs. D9 Bomber. And their heavyweight son, Beefy D9 Bomber.
Followed by Mr. and Mrs. Nificent Men in the Flying Machines and their daughter, Maggie Nificent Men in the Flying Machines.
Mr. and Mrs. AC with their son with a personal problem known to everyone as B.O. AC.
Yes.
And here they are, Mr. and Mrs. Sopwith Camel and their tiger, Moth.
Mr. and Mrs. Pilot and their daughter, Tess.
A pilot.
And her cockpit.
Point.
No shame, have they?
Where else?
Please.
And here are Mr. and Mrs. Tree Roll and their son Vic Tree Roll.
Point, I'm going to come in with some rather exciting news because the game is at a very crucial point at the moment.
Mr. and Mrs. And out. And their son Roger and out.
The situation is that Tim and Bill scraped in at the very last moment with a mark.
I have a surprise witness.
making them the overall winners this week, and we'll see you again next week. Goodbye.